Say something for the podcast. Tell the people what you feel.
I'm just jazzed about being on the show, man.
You are listening to The Objective Jerk, where objectiveness is the objective, and I am said jerk.
Another reboot. The infamous Roadhouse has been rebooted. Did you watch it? I started to. Anyway, this is The Objective Jerk, and I'm said jerk. How you doing? Hope everybody's doing well. I've been a little under the weather still, and just not really in the mood to talk about anything. And then I just kind of I made a comment about the Roadhouse movie, and then been having like a little dialogue back and forth with a guy. And so I don't know, I just thought I'd talk about it. Nothing like, you know, nobody fighting. Although he just made another comment, so I'll read it here in a second. But anyway, so you know, when I was younger, I remember watching movies specifically like with Arnold, you know, watching Commando or something, and with my grandfather, and something would happen and he'd be like, yeah, right, okay, you know what I mean? He would just like kind of pick it apart a little bit, and I was like, what are you talking about, man? What's so, yeah, right, it's awesome, you know? And as I got older, you know, things like I would start to kind of notice more like the Predator, right? Predator, awesome action movie. Yes, there's some over the top, but I mean, it's a sci-fi movie, so you can kind of get away with it. That's kind of the thing, is like, if you're doing a realistic kind of movie, it needs to be realistic, you know, I guess. But anyway, you know, like in Predator, I remember when Jesse Ventura is dead and they're all shooting into the jungle. And it's like, why are you guys just shooting rounds off like crazy? Like, as a kid, I didn't really, it was whatever, but it's like, dude, you only have so much ammo and you're just shooting at, you can't see nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like, it seemed kind of stupid. And it is, you know, if you think about it, it's like, but you know, one guy was like shooting, he saw something, so they were all shooting. So it kind of does make a little sense. You know, their friend's dead, a guy's shooting, they go there, they're offering support, you know, indirect fire, shooting, whatever. But I think it just maybe goes on for a little too long is where it doesn't make sense. But anyway, my point is, as you get older and as you experience life and then you watch certain films, you know, you see things and you're just like, what? You know, why would somebody do that? It's just like in horror movies when they make stupid decisions. You're like, why would you do that? Why? But it's kind of part of the movie, right? So you accept it, I guess. But I don't know, in today's culture, climate, everybody fighting, nobody, like, if somebody doesn't like what you like, then they're evil, you know, and you have to fight about it and argue why what you like is better than, or I don't know what it is, you know what I mean? But for the Roadhouse movie, I grew up, I guess I was a little older by the time it came out. Not older, but see, when that come out? I have to look that up. Maybe I'll pull that up real quick. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, 1989. So I was like 11 when it came out. And I remember it was my favorite movie because I thought the blonde chick that did the little strip tease was hot and it showed her boobs and I was, ooh, you know, so that's how I started, you know, watching it. And then as I got older, you know, I watched it and then I didn't watch it for the longest time. And then as an adult, I bought it and then it's like, you know what? This is still a pretty good movie. It's obviously dated. The mullets, which mullets are back now for some stupid reason, but you know, it was entertaining. And is it like the most realistic movie? No, it's a film. So all film, you know, you can't, I guess, bash a film because it's not completely realistic, but there are just some things that you just can't let go, you know, like, so in the new Roadhouse, the character Dalton, like in his first little scrap, so he inadvertently kills somebody in the Octagon, which sends him into, you know, he's up, you know, upset about that, you know, drinking, whatever, this and that. And then he gets the job as the bouncer. And then in his first little fight, you know, he's just like slapping them because he doesn't want to hurt them necessarily. And then he takes them to the ER. He drives them to the ER. And it was at that point where I was like, what? This is stupid. And I stopped watching it because I was just like, you know what? If I'm getting kind of annoyed or disappointed now, I'm probably going to just be disappointed altogether. And the thing is I was looking forward to the movie. I remember when they were talking about it with Ronda Rousey, I was like, yeah, I don't know, but maybe it'd be good. I was willing to give it a shot. So when that didn't happen, you know, I was fine with it. And then when I heard that Jake Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal, or I don't know how to say his name, but he's a good actor, you know? And so when I heard that he was cast, I was like, okay, cool. And then even with Conor McGregor, I was like, oh, this might be pretty cool. You know, he's a bad guy. And maybe after a while, I'll give it another shot. But it's like, usually if I watch a movie just with really low expectations, then it doesn't suck as much for me. So I kind of went into it, not with like high expectations, but I was excited. And then when that was just like, ah, come on, man. So the point is, him driving to, or driving the people that he just got into a fight where they're like gonna, were purposely trying to put him in the hospital or kill him. And then he's driving them to the hospital in his car and they're in the back seat is ridiculous. And I'll explain why. So anybody who's experienced life, especially somebody that's been a bouncer, any kind of security kind of job, law enforcement, military, you know, been in combat or been in the mafia even, knows you don't let somebody who's a possible threat sit behind you in a car. You don't. That's just stupid. You know what I mean? And so I made a remark about that. Here, I'm going to read this, some of the stuff. I'm going to see what this guy says, though. But so it talks about, you know, the critics are wrong. This, there was a post in Facebook, whatever. It says the critics are wrong about the Roadhouse remake. And then I was like, the fact that Dalton drives the guys he effed up at the beginning to the ER was dumb. And so I was turned off and I turned it off. Some people don't understand that it's about a good story. The part of what makes a good story is situations that make sense. Like I said, not all movies have, you know, situations that make sense, but people are getting smarter and smarter as time goes on. And they have to take that into an account when they're writing these things, you know? Just because you write something that sounds cool on paper or whatever doesn't mean it actually works. You know, oh, wouldn't it be kind of cool and funny if he drove him to the ER showing that he's compassionate and, you know, he just, you know, the guy just got beat up. Like, I get it, but it's like they should have had somebody else look at it and be like, yeah, you know, that's kind of dumb. You need to change this or do whatever. And that's a problem, I think, with a lot of writers today is they're not getting stuff looked at from an outside perspective. And or if they do, they're not listening to it. So that's what I said. And this guy comes back, he's like, well, perhaps after what he did to the guy in the Octagon, he wanted to make sure that they were taken care of. That would make sense for the storyline. And he's right. And that's why I said, I was like, agreed. Helping them did go along with his character arc, but the execution was dumb. He could have paid for an Uber to take them, paid for their ER visit or whatever, but driving with potential threats sitting behind you is stupid, which means the writers are stupid, is what I said. And then he's like, it's also how he met the doctor. If he didn't take them to the hospital, that wouldn't have happened. Again, I was like, I get it. But he could have ensured they had a ride in the Uber and then go to the ER separately to pay for their, you know, whatever, to show how nice he is and stuff. And then he could have met the doctor. There's other ways to make the story happen that make better sense than what they decided on. You know what I mean? That was old though. It said I had a new notification. Maybe that, I don't know. Something happened. Anyway, but so, you know, that's the thing. It's like, and I don't know if it's, you know, just because I'm getting older, I guess. Maybe if I was 20 years younger, it wouldn't have bothered me. I know if I had an experience, you know, because I was in the Army, I was in the military police. I mean, that's day one thing they teach you when you go through law enforcement school and stuff. And it's just, like I said, you don't, if there's a potential threat behind you, you don't let it sit there. You know what I mean? You don't.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thanks again for listening to The Objective Jerk. I greatly appreciate it. If you could like, subscribe, comment on wherever you're finding this, and you can also email me at theobjectivejerk@gmail.com. So, hope you're enjoying it, and please continue on with the episode.
It doesn't matter how badass you are. You're not going to let somebody sit behind. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense for, you know, especially Dalton being as smart as he is supposed to be. I think it would have worked much better if he paid for an Uber or had one other person drive them or something and then followed behind them separately. Hey, I want to make sure I want to pay for these guys' ER visits. And then, you know, I meet the doctor that way. And there's, you know, but it's like, it seemed like they thought of the idea of him giving them a ride and they just thought it was so great and funny and this and that, which it kind of is. But like I said, it doesn't make sense for somebody in his line of work. You know what I mean? So it's just stuff like that really kind of, it turns off people to some of the movies now, you know? And then the thing is too, is if you're doing a remake of a movie that's loved, you know, you gotta do it, but do it better. Like, what were the flaws of the original? Don't make it worse. You want to make it better. So it's like things that in the original, which didn't work, like the mullets or whatever, you know, you could change that up. You know, I remember in the original one, like, I always thought it was stupid that Dalton pulled the knife out of Wade Garrett. You know, when he was dead, he pulled the knife out and then brought it with him to go fight whatever. It's like, dude, that was what killed him. Now his prints are on there. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, it was about sending a message when he goes to the bad guy. So, you know, but it always still kind of bugged me. But I was younger. Well, when I was very young, I didn't even realize it. But once I got older, it was like, that's kind of stupid. But whatever, you know, I let it slide. But now it's just, I don't know. And part of it is that it's just so much of it. You know, there's so many people in Hollywood or whatever that write this stuff that just really, I mean, I'm assuming too that, you know, the writers, hey, spit out some AI scripts for the Roadhouse and they put in the information. Oh, this one sounds pretty good. And they just kind of edit it. I think that's basically what the way things are going and will continue to go. But, you know, it's like, you can only take so much bad writing, you know, when there's like a bunch of holes in scripts and, oh, these people meet up. But there's no real good reason for it. They have to meet up, but they just make up some stupid reason. Like, oh, just cosmically, they just happen to be in the same place, same time. It's like, well, that works to an extent, but, you know, like I said, audiences are getting smarter because we've had years and years of film and stories that, you know, I mean, except for young people, that's why young people enjoy whatever and they take whatever. But the thing that's different between now and then, it's like I said, you know, my grandpa used to whatever, that's stupid, and maybe I'd ask him why and he'd be like, well, and he'd explain it and okay. Like, people used to, you know, film buffs used to debate films, whether it was good, what was good about it, what was bad, whatever. And then it was fine. But now it's like, people, if you like a film and other people don't like it, then you have to hate them, or they're racist, or they're whatever. It's like, dude, people aren't going to like everything. You know what I mean? And generally, and the funny thing is like, most people that even go to the movies now are people like me or in the 30s. Cause that's, you know, cause kids now, like, my kids don't care about movies at all, one way or the other. They don't care about movies. Maybe someday, but the main audience is, you know, 25 to 40, whatever. We're still kind of, but when these movies are written like crap and make no sense, then we're tapping out, you know? I used to watch almost anything and everything. Now I am very, very, you know, picky, especially with new movies. I'd rather just watch an older movie that I know is good, or I know that I like. Excuse me. So it's like, when a movie like The Roadhouse remake, I was looking forward to it. Plus, it was directed by what's his nuts, who, he's done some awesome movies, some of my favorite films. What's his name again? Doug Liman. I don't know. So I was like, dude, this is probably gonna be pretty good. See, but now it's like, now you gotta look at and see who wrote it. It's like, you got good actors, good director, but then who wrote it? Let's see. Let's look that up real quick. Let's see who wrote this film. Story by some people you can't click on. So story is different than screenplay. So who wrote the screenplay? Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. Doug Liman. Okay, a search for a new writer began to revise a previous draft by this guy and this guy, Chuck, whatever. Sheldon Turner had turned in a rewrite of the script. Ultimately, Grozzi and Mondry received final screenplay credit. The story given to the duo in the original. So the Sheldon Turner guy. So The Longest Yard remake. So he writes a lot of remakes. Can't come up with original ideas, apparently. Texas Chainsaw Massacre Beginning. Yeah, Up in the Air. What was that one? I don't think I saw that one. X-Men First Class is pretty good, really. Let's see. I mean, so that's not... Let me look at this guy. I'm going to click on some of them. So this is basically the first... So it's like his first thing, The Roadhouse, whatever. But it's like... I don't know. It just sucks because I watched the Damsel movie with my wife last weekend or whatever, whenever it came out. And immediately starting to watch it, it's like you see the whatever they call it, the DEI, and just trying to incorporate, you know, different representation and all this crap. And you see it and you're just like, okay, whatever. And I kept watching. And then it's okay. You know, the movie's for kids and more specifically girls. The movie's all right. I wouldn't watch it again. I wouldn't buy it. Why was I talking about that? But yeah, so, okay. So, you know, and I wasn't expecting much of that movie, but so I was kind of excited about this Roadhouse, and I was kind of expecting it to be a pretty good movie. And, you know, I heard some not so great things, but whatever, I'll watch it. You know, I don't listen to critics. I listen to other fans, you know, that will watch it and, you know, but yeah, just, I don't know, that happened. And I'm just like, I don't know. I was like, do I want to keep watching this? Maybe I just wasn't in the mood, but I don't know. I don't know. I'll probably watch it one day, but that's the thing, is like, other other individuals just don't understand that, you know, certain people need to have a well-written story, which is far and few between, you know. And then the fact is like, dude, if you enjoyed the movie, especially somebody that's never seen the original one, I'm sure that they think it's awesome. And that's great, you know. And that's fine. It's not, you know, just because I think something happened is stupid that didn't bother you doesn't make you stupid. I think it makes the writer stupid or lazy. I just think they should have took it to somebody, other people that have life experience and been like, hey, does this make sense? And they could look at it and be like, oh, that's pretty funny, but yeah, that wouldn't happen. That's, nobody would do that. Nobody in that kind of anything would drive. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? They're trying to be like, he's a nice guy. He beat the crap out of him. Now he's taking him to the hospital. And, you know, he's so badass that he could do that without worrying. And then that's how he meets the doctor. Like, I get where they kind of, you know, the idea of it. But then they should have had somebody like, yeah, but no, nobody would do that. They would not do that. Oh, but even if he's badass, it's like, what, does he have eyes behind his head? He's got the force. He'll just block somebody that tries to strangle him or put a knife to his throat and make him pull over. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just, you wouldn't put yourself in that situation. You just wouldn't. And so they should have figured out another way. They should have, he should have ensured that somebody gave him a ride or an Uber or something. And then he followed behind to pay for their ER visits. That way he didn't put himself in a situation and he's still, you know, being nice to these guys, even though they were attacking him or whatever. And then he meets the doctor. You know, there's multiple ways to make a story happen that makes sense other than your first knee jerk. Oh, let's do this. That'd be so funny. You know what I mean? I've written stuff for like, what do you call it? Creative writing class. And I know there's, you know, people writing stuff will like come up with something like, oh man, I love this part. And then when they have editors or someone else look at it, they're like, dude, this ain't going to work because of this. And they're like, they're heartbroken because, man, they love that so much. But they're like, okay, you know what? You're right. That doesn't work. That doesn't make sense. So I got to take it out. Sucks. But, you know, and it's like, they don't do that anymore. They just write whatever. And, you know, because it made them feel good about the idea they come up with, like they think they're so clever. I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, that's it. I was sitting there, I don't know, just getting dressed and, you know, this guy commented on it. So we're kind of going back and forth a little bit. Like I said, it wasn't, I read you the comments, so it wasn't anything. We weren't like attacking each other or anything like that. But, you know, it's just kind of funny. But see, that's how it should be. I mean, I don't know if this guy was angry or pissed off. He didn't say anything. But, you know, we debated and then that's it. But the thing that, you know, he should have been like, after my last comment, he should have been like, well, I guess maybe he's kind of right. And then just be like, hey, I get what you're saying. I still like the movie, you know, and that's it. But then he doesn't say nothing because he feels like he lost the debate, I guess. But it's not really. Like, why can't we have debates? Why can't we have dialogues and talk and disagree, but still get along? You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't happen anymore. Anyway, that's it. Appreciate you listening. And that's about it. I'll see you next time. All right, thanks. Bye.
You just put yourself through another episode of The Objective Jerk. Thanks again for hanging out with me. Please email me at theobjectivejerk@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, comment, wherever you find this, follow. It all helps. But thanks again, and I'll see you next time.